I'm Pratap Chatterjee. This is listener-sponsored KPFN, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, listener-sponsored radio. And the show is Apex Express, we're an Asian Pacific Islander radio show. Joining me now in the studio is Gautam Tejas Ganeshan, and he is the founder of an organization called the Sangati Center, which is actually in the Mission now, although it was originally in Oakland.
Yeah.
And I encountered it actually because I worked very close to it, and I used to walk over and listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sadly, for me at least, it's in the Mission. So, Gautam, tell us a little bit about this center. It's now, I'd guess, 2 years old, a little less?
Yeah, just short of 2 years old. I started it last year in Oakland. We've moved recently to a very nice space in the Mission in San Francisco. The corner of 22nd and Shotwell. The Sangati Center is a, well, how do you describe it? It's a nonprofit. It's a small venue that hosts intimate acoustic performances of South Asian music, which for the most part means Indian classical music, but not only Indian and not only classical. But the focus is on presenting these concerts in an acoustic format and in an intimate setting. The hall is quite small. It's only about 750 square feet and seats about between 40 and 60, depending on how crammed in we get. we have concerts all the time. And
The name Sangati Center, what does it mean? What does Sangati mean?
Okay, well, actually, the full name is the Sangati Community Center for South Asian Music, which, you know, that gives you some idea what it is. It's not a school. It's not some of the other things that you might encounter in other, you know, Indian classical music organizations. But Sangati, the word, comes from a combination of two words in Sanskrit, sam, and gati. Gati is, you know, cognate with go. It means to go or come or move. And sam means perfect or together. So it has a meaning coming together. And the word sangati also has some interesting musical meanings. Sangat in the world of North Indian classical music is the word given to the art of accompaniment. So you might say a tabla artist is giving sangat to a singer when he is or she is accompanying. And also a sangati in Carnatic music world, South Indian classical music world, refers to a certain type of melodic development, which is really at the core of the art of that music, of Carnatic music. A sangati is like a variation.
So actually, now that you mentioned Carnatic music and North Indian music, a lot of people may not be actually familiar with that. In fact, those who have heard classical music typically would probably have heard North Indian classical music.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about what is Indian classical music? What is the difference between North and South Indian classical, Carnatic and North Indian music?
Okay, sure. In India there are two classical music traditions. One is Hindustani classical music, which is North Indian classical music. If you've heard Ravi Shankar or the tabla, or for example, the Ali Akbar Khan College of Music teaches Hindustani music, which it's one type of classical music in India, which is similar to but quite distinct from the other, which is Carnatic classical music, which is from South India. The two share, you know, within the music, there's a lot of similarity. There's this idea, raga, which is a music theoretical entity in Indian classical music, which is shared. But actual particular ragas are often not shared and are only in Carnatic or only in Hindustani. And most importantly, the culture is very different. And the people who would attend concerts tend to be different. Someone who's very familiar with Carnatic music may know not very much about Hindustani music and may not be able to follow a concert with the same knowledge.
And you yourself are a Carnatic trained musician. Your dad's a famous violinist in the Carnatic.
No, actually, my father's a vocalist.
He's a vocalist.
Yeah, I do play Carnatic music. I also play Hindustani. And the Sangati Center, one of the interesting things about it is that we feature routinely both classical musics. There's not really an emphasis placed on one or the other. And as I mentioned, it's not even exclusively classical, although some of the directions away from classical that classical musicians commonly fear are not pursued by us. Like I said, all the concerts are unamplified, so there's no electronic music. There's none of some of the things that are different from classical music. But we do present ghazals, folk music, light music, things like that, even dance and things too.
And you've had improvisational jazz too? Or?
Yeah, we have. We've had jazz small groups in there. You know, it's a small hall. We can't present a big band. But we've had Middle Eastern music. We've had progressive Indian classical music, which is to say music performed on traditional instruments or sung but in a new way but still identified as classical by the performers. And so
you've actually brought your violin. So
I have.
perhaps I'm hoping that you might actually be able to play some of your own stuff. You actually are part of a band called Vidya.
Yes.
And maybe, I don't know if you could demonstrate how. So I guess probably a little tricky to demonstrate Carnatic classical music in a minute or two, given that it's typically a raga would take a while to perform.
Yeah. I don't know that I would even try to demonstrate or to claim to demonstrate Carnatic music. In my own solo playing, which is what I'll do here, I perform creative improvisational music strongly influenced by Indian classical music, but also influenced by other music streams that I have to acknowledge. So I don't really claim to perform solo Indian classical music. I claim to perform solo modern creative music that draws heavily from Indian classical.
And would you classify it specifically? I mean, you yourself work for the San Francisco Jazz Festival.
Yeah, well, I did. I haven't in a while, but yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you play?
But I love.
Well, let's listen to some of your music.
Okay. Sure.
We'll let the audience decide for themselves. So,
sure.
As to how it could be classified. Sure. And actually, for those of you that might have joined us late, this is Gautam Tejas Ganeshan who joins us, and he's with the Sangati Center in San Francisco. Very small, intimate, and fairly new, less than 2 years old, South Asian music center in the mission at 22nd and Shotwell. And they have events sometimes 3-4 times a week, typically at least twice a week, in which you can hear music, sometimes see dance performances. Let's listen. What you hear in the background actually is a tanpura, and now we'll hear Gautam himself.